Welcome to Worldwide Wonderful Women, a podcast for your living in divine power when yours is diminished. A podcast where encouragers receive encouragement. We understand these are hard times. You may find that it is becoming more of a challenge for you to remain strong as you give of yourself continuously. That's why this is the place to join other women globally who face the same challenges as you. So join us regularly to receive biblical insight, not to faint, but to stand strong. This is the podcast to be rejuvenated and revitalized. Now, let's join our host, Paula Harris.
Hello, this is episode number 3. My name is Paula Harris, and I am the director of Transformed Worldwide Ministry, who sponsors this podcast. The title of this episode is Faithfully Following When Your Family is Fractured. Now let's continue with this topic.
We've moved far from that today, haven't we? Very far. This is what you have to understand. I gave you the historical setting of where we are in our society, but now you have to understand the spiritual side. Satan wants to render you and your children ineffective for the kingdom of God. So what is he doing? He is coming at us. And if you study, and I'm not going to say if, when you study the word of God, you will find out the two that are battling one with another is the realm of Satan, okay, and all of his demonic hosts, and then God and his angelic host. And of course, we're included in the family of God too. So what is happening is that Satan will do whatever he can do to destroy us. And John 10:10, it says, the thief cometh not, but to steal, kill, and destroy. But I am come, Jesus Christ, that you may have life and have it more abundantly. I want you to understand what you need to know as moms today, because you need to be able to go back in your homes and do spiritual battle, knowing that the enemy is trying to wipe you out, and if he can wipe you out, he's going to wipe your children out as well. Now here, look at Proverbs 22:15. Foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child. The rod of correction will drive it far from him. Now that's scripture. And God knows that if we put a little bit on the padding that he gave right here, it wouldn't kill them. There's another verse that says if you apply the rod, it won't kill them. It'll keep them from destruction. Well, we live in a land that if you practice and apply the scripture, you can be locked up. Okay, so now what do you do as a Christian? You can't obey this today, because all your child has to do is call 911, and they'll come, and you'll have a record. So then you have to fight a little difference. I'm not saying you don't obey the word of God, but we as children of God who have the spirit of God within us and all wisdom, we have the spirit, Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2, the spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, and reverential fear. Do we have that spirit? So if we have all of that, counsel, wisdom, might, and understanding, then why is it that Satan's going to block us from being able to apply God's word that way, but we have to have wisdom and how to still correct our child in another way? It doesn't mean that you just give up and say, oh, well, I can't discipline my child. I can't set boundaries. No. And what is going to happen? I've been teaching the book of Revelation. It's going to get worse. It's waxing worse and worse. The closer that the return of our Lord comes, the harder the spiritual battle is going to become. Now, I have to tell you, I am one who could tell you, I waved the yellow flag in my family. And I better not wave too much. I have waved the yellow flag in my family. And I have been ready to drop out of ministry and out of everything, because I felt I was not a mom who could continue to tell anybody else what to do when I felt like I was a failure. And one thing, you're going to have to be careful, because that's just what the enemy wants. He doesn't want you to serve. He doesn't want you to worship God. He wants you angry at God, Because if he can keep accusing you, which he is the accuser of the saints day and night, and make you feel like a failure and make you mad at your children, mad at your hubby, and mad at God, because this is not what I had pictured, this is not what I signed up for, then he can just wipe you out of the kingdom work. And you're going to have to be very careful in regard to that. That is his strategy. You know it. You have to operate in knowing that and not play ignorant. None of us in this spiritual warfare can be sitting on the sidelines. Not one of us. We're all in it. We're all in it. And either you're fighting or you're kind of like, yeah, wait, you know what, Paul, I can't do it anymore. I can't do it. That child has wiped me out. I can't do it anymore. I can't even make it tomorrow. I've been there. I know what that's like. Now, I have some good sons. I have good sons. But I've had my challenges, too. I have found that every time I go through a challenge, it has always been to burn off some flesh in me and to cause me to know God better and to cause me to be able to operate stronger in the kingdom. I could have, what can I say? I could have left ministry. I could have just given up. And then I wouldn't have the relationship that I have with my sons today. I wouldn't be married. I wouldn't be here in front of you. You know what I'm trying to say? But it hasn't been easy. But I tell you what, I'm a better woman for it. And I would hope that I'm a better testimony for the kingdom of God as well. Here's the generation we have. This generation that we've treated them so fragile. And that's just how they're acting. Now, don't raise your hands. But if this happened to you, would you try to help that child? And with all the stuff in your hand and all like that, would you still take on something else to try to alleviate them? We really have to face up to what's going on. Remember what I just read to you and what's going on with the generation. Now, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 5, gives us an example of how things are going to continue to wax in this society. But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. Can you say amen? Amen. We see this. We see this. Now, 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7 says, "For the Lord God does not see a man see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." So what I want to do today is I want to deal with heart issues. I don't want to deal with surface stuff. So today, it might hurt a little bit. I just want to warn you, because you're going to be looking at yourself, and you're going to be dealing with some things. And the point is, if you had, God forbid, when someone has maybe a disease or something in them, and the surgeon approaches them, do you want the surgeon to just hug you and say, "Oh, I'm sorry you had that disease," or do you want him to go in there and get it out and to cleanse it out? Well, when he goes in, it's going to hurt a little bit. So we have tissues on the table for you. Go at it. This is between you and God. We are praying that there would be a cleansing and breaking of chains. Don't you feel embarrassed if the Holy Spirit moves upon you today and he talks to you, which I pray that he will, and you have to deal with something that maybe you haven't dealt with before? Is that what we're going to do today? Be open to the Lord? All right. So here we go. We want to deal with us. We need to dealing with me. Ladies, why do we have to deal with us first? And remember what the title is, Faithfully Following When Your Family Is Fractured. You need to be girded up so that you can continue on in your walk of faith, no matter what takes place and no matter how shattered your family is. Well, when you're on the airplane, the stewardess, what does the stewardess say? She says what? Put the air mask on you first, and then you are able to apply it to your children. And the reason for that is Right, so you'll be around to help the child, right? Because if there was truly a plane crash or something that happened to the oxygen in the cabin of the plane, and you put the oxygen on the child and not yourself, it could be that you're gone. And so then the child is left without your help. So we need to spiritually put on our oxygen so that we will be able in turn to help our children. If we get wiped out, we're not going to be around to help them. So we need to deal with us first and our issues. So that's what we're going to be doing this morning. What are some of the results of family fractures on you personally? And this may be something that you're going through, and I just wanted to list some of these things so you will know you're not alone and so that you will know you're not crazy. Feelings of guilt, shame, loss, anger, bitterness, fear, hopelessness, frustration, sorrow, disrespect, or regret. Maybe you've come here today because you've experienced that. Maybe you find that the son or daughter that you have is hard to parent and maybe even harder to love. Another thing, your adult son or daughter refuses to have contact with you, and that's causing you pain in regards with your family. Maybe divorce, marital difficulties, blended families, a defiant spouse, or family structure hinders your relationship with him or her. Now, I'm going to be covering a lot of information. I see you trying to take notes. The one thing I want to say this is because I'm moving fast, we're recording it. I don't want you to miss what I'm saying because you're trying to take notes. But if you're a good note taker where you can take the notes and not miss what I'm saying, go ahead. Another thing is maybe you're feeling wounded deeply by your son and daughter and you feel inadequate. Maybe you have constant personality conflicts with your son and daughter. Your personalities are just clashing. Maybe the economy, there's economic and financial pressures that are straining your relationship with him or her. A lot of these things can be occurring in your home as a result of your family being fractured. Maybe even your health is beginning to fail, and you are realizing that you need to do something because you may not even be around. Well, what happened when you got pregnant? What was it that you were picturing at that time? What kind of family picture? You know, I put our family picture up there. What were you thinking? Like when you were carrying that baby and you felt the first kick, what was it that you were picturing? What was your dream? There's a piece of paper that you have right there in your packet, and it says, what were or are your hopes as a parent? Maybe you have adult parents and they're out now, but maybe there's still some under your house. That's why I said were or are. Maybe, for instance, maybe you had a desire or you had a dream to be a better parent than your own parents. Maybe your expectations or hopes were to have them live a Christ-centered life. Maybe it was to help my child excel in his or her life. Maybe it was to be best friends or very close with him or her. It's in session number one. It should be right near the beginning. In session number one, okay, on the right hand side. Session number one. Maybe it was to have him or her establish a godly home and family. Or maybe it was to have this one be one of the most meaningful experiences in your life. Write down, I put some room there. I want you to picture, what was your dream? How did you picture your family turning out before, when you were first pregnant? Write down what you were dreaming for. How did you picture your family? What was your desire? Write that down. It's on the right-hand side. Hopefully everyone has a packet. How did you picture your family turning out? What was your dream? What was your dream? What was that perfect family? Write down what you had hopes for when you were pregnant with that child right now that you may be having trouble with or before you had any of them? Okay. What is the picture now? What is the reality? Put another sheet behind that. Have you been disappointed as a parent? Your picture or dream didn't come to fruition? In Proverbs 13:12, it says, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a dream fulfilled is a tree of life." When you hope for something and you don't get it, it makes your heart sick. What is causing your heart to be sick now? You know what you had pictured. And now, what is the reality? What is it that you really have now? Maybe it's some of these things that we have listed. I feel disappointed in who my child has become. It seems my son or daughter hates me. Maybe it's I'm not happy about the life he or she has chosen. Maybe he, she makes me feel like a failure. Maybe my son, daughter has become a heavy burden. Maybe it's I believe someone else could have done a better job. Maybe I made some terrible mistakes and it seems I'm reaping the consequences. What is it right now that is causing your heart to be sick in regards to the picture that you hoped for and the picture that you have now? Write it down. Be honest. Nobody's going to look at these papers. You don't turn them in. Be honest. Be honest. And I hope that you're doing these exercises because you need to do this. Okay? And if you're here just to learn and you don't have children, praise God for you. Praise God for you. Because we need to head off things. I wish someone had helped me because I made a lot of mistakes. What is it that you have now? What picture do you have now? And be honest with how you're disappointed. What is causing your heart to ache now?
I trust that you have been encouraged up to this point. Now, to continue this lesson, please go to the next episode.
Thank you for listening to Worldwide Wonderful Women. We trust you enjoyed the program. Please take a moment to leave us a good rating and review on iTunes to help us continually encourage others around the globe. We also invite you to go to twmforjesus.org. That's TWM, like in Mary, FORJESUS.org, to download your free gift and see other resources to help you live in divine power. And oh, don't forget to tell your friends. Until next time, be strong and of good courage.